السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Tuesday morning, the 24th of December 2024, corresponding with the 22nd of Jumadul Akhira 1446. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with afiyat and good health. Allah ta'ala grant us husni khatima and to spend the day in the total obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا عهده الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد, ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, ما من عبد مسلم يدعو لأخيه بظهر الغيب إلا قال الملك ولك بمثل, أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat. Allah ta'ala grant you the best of both the worlds. Allah ta'ala take great work of deen from you, and may the ummah benefit from the beautiful nasihat and advices rendered every morning by your good self. Hazrat Mukhti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Monley. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Jumad al-Akhirah 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, today we focus on chapter 41 and verses 5, 6, 7 and 8. Chapter 41 is known as Hamim As-Sajda because there are 7 surahs, is a series all consecutively. So to distinguish one from the other, this is called Hamim As-Sajda because it contains a sajda tilawat, or it is called Surah Fussilat. So both are accepted. In yesterday's lesson, we told you Utbah bin Rabi'a was selected by the mushrikeen, idol worshippers, and when the Master, alayhi salatu salam, peace be upon him, recited the opening of chapter 41, he was so impressed and he told his people. But what was the response of his people? Here is the response, chapter 41, verse number 5. وَقَالُوا, they, the mushrikeen, idol worshippers, polytheists, that is what they said. قلوبنا في أكنة مما تدعونا إليه. أكنة, the plural of kin, so meaning that on our hearts there is a veil, there's a cover. في قلوب, وقالوا قلوبنا في أكنة, so there is a veil and a cover. As the Jutlas, the Jews, Haramis, cursed people used to say, وقالوا قلوبنا غلف, there is a cover and a veil over our hearts. So these people, the mushrikeen, the polytheists, idol worshippers, would say the same thing. Mimma tad'una ilay, to what you are calling us, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will not penetrate the inner recesses of our heart. Wa fi adanina waqr, and there is on our ears deafness. Waqr means something very weighty and heavy, but in this text and context, it means something that we this deafness in us. You speak of money, they will understand. You speak of the truth of Tawheed, oneness and uniqueness, the majesty, sovereignty, authority of Allah, they can't hear. وَمِن بَيْنِنَا وَبَيْنِكَ حِجَابٌ, and between us and you there is a curtain and a veil. فَعَمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَامِلُونَ, you continue with your actions and we will continue with our actions. So remember, why does a person reject the truth? So people reject the truth because of jealousy, because of pride and arrogance, because of ignorance and so forth. These are the primary reasons. You see today the world, the Western world, the whiteys and many other people reject the genocide there in Gaza, either because of arrogance, either because of ignorance, or either because of jealousy. So this will replay itself always. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, informed them, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ, I am a human being like you. But never make that mistake. Never ever think for a second or a moment that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an ordinary human being. Allah forbid, aliyazu billah. Nay, one stone is the one you find on the road, on the street. One stone is what you find there in the diamond shop. One stone is Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone. Can any person in his right mind say they're all the same? So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast, sawm, and wisal day and night. So then the Sahaba said, we also want to fast. The Master alayhi salam prohibited them and said, La tuwasilu, you cannot fast like that. Ayyukum mithli, which one of you is like me? No, my rank, my status is very much more exalted than yours. Remember that. So outwardly it might seem to you like that, but remember, he was, he is, he will always be the most beloved, the most precious to all. May Allah Jalla Wala. Yes, I receive wahi and revelation, and it is for the global international arena, for all times, all places. Yuha ilayya, wahi, revelation has been sent to me. Annama ilahukum ilahu wahid, that there is only one worthy, one supreme being worthy of worship. The word ilah is used for all mighty Allah and is used for the demigods, semigods and deities. Therefore, in our kalima and formula, we say la ilaha illallah. There is none worthy of worship except him, only all mighty Allah. In Arabic, when we make the tafsir commentary, it means la ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. And then Muhammadur Rasulullah, and Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the final and last prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah. So there's only one supreme being who created the heavens, the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, the creation. And therefore you see the precision. فَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ So remain steadfast towards him. Worship him day and night. فِي الْخَلْوَى وَالْجَلْوَى In privacy and in public, not only in Rajab, Sha'aban, and Ramadan, or big nights and so forth, or Jumu'ah, Friday, nay, istiqamah to fawqa alfa karama, that remember to remain steadfast is better than 1,000 miracles. Al istiqamah to fawqa alfi karama, so we should remember this type of beautiful sayings. The steadfastness only for Him, for Almighty Allah's pleasure. Yes, we are bashar, we are human beings, that we will commit sins daily, every week, every month, but we keep on begging Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla for forgiveness. Ya Allah, I am guilty as charged. Ya Allah, there are no mitigating circumstances, but I know that you are ghaffar, you are ghafoor. Ya Allah, forgive me. Expunge my vices from my book of deeds and my report, O beloved Allah, out of your fadl, out of your grace, out of your mercy and benevolence. So that is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah condemning these people who are sane and mature, and yet they go and devote themselves to the idols. See today, how many billion people worshipping idols go to India, go to Thailand, go to other places, go where the Hindus are, where the Buddhists are, in China and so forth and so on. So remember, they're supposed to be intelligent people. وَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ Wail means أي قَدْ دَخَلَ فِي الْهَلَاكِ Wail means قَدْ أَشْرَفَ عَلَى الْهَلَاكِ Well, understand these two words. Wailun, you already condemned to Jahannam and the hellfire. And Waihun, Waih, you won't find in the Quran. Wow, ya ha. So remember that in the Hadith Sharif, it means on the verge of destruction, on the verge of Jahannam, you're going to enter. وَوَيْلٌ للمشركين, and woe and destruction to the idol worshippers and the polytheists. الذين لا يؤتون الزكاة, they don't pay zakat. But they're not Muslims. What zakat is this? So yeah, zakat means voluntary charity. Remember, many of them were very, very rich and people were influenced, but they had no mercy, sympathy, empathy for the poor also. So they would not give the voluntary charity. وهم بالآخر Akhiratihum kafirun, and they are the ones who reject the year after, that there is Jannah, Jahannam, there is the day of Qiyamah, heaven and hell and so forth. So such people who die on any ism besides Islam, besides Iman, so then they condemned to hell forever. This is very, very clearly enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64-65. إن الله لعن الكافرين وعد لهم سعيرا Verily Allah has cursed the non-Muslims and already prepared for them the inferno and the hellfire. خالدين فيها أبدا They will dwell and stay there in Jahannam, the hellfire, forever and ever, everlasting doom and gloom. لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا There is no protector, no helper for them. And on converse, the people on the other side, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ So, الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ Those people who don't pay their voluntary charity, they don't give in the true path of Allah, and they are so rich, وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ And they reject the year after. Now, the converse, the believers, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ And verily, those people who possess the true iman, they believe in all the articles of faith, and then not only believe, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, they continue with the righteous speech, righteous deeds, and good actions, and so forth. لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ, for them there is a reward. غَيْرُ, not مَمْنُونَ, مَمْنُونَ مَقْتُو, so it will never ever be cut off, it will never be stopped, it will always continue, everlasting bliss, prosperity, happiness. So one side of the spectrum, everlasting joy, happiness, prosperity. On the other side, everlasting doom and gloom. Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannatal firdaus al-a'la wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wa ghadabika wa nar. Oh beloved Allah, we ask you, we beg of you for ourselves, our marhumin and deceased and shuhada, grant all of them jannat al-firdaus, grant us jannat al-firdaus al-a'la, ameen. And the non-Muslims, they will be dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. One is fadlam min Allah, the grace and mercy of Allah, we enter Jannah and paradise. And those who die on kufr, shirk and nifaq, any other ism, for them is Jahannam, the hellfire. And they are sane and mature, that is adlam min Allah, the justice system of all Mighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 22nd of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. This is the Gaza genocide, day number 445. And there, Russia, Ukraine, it is day number 1034. So we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally and globally. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, I sent it out yesterday, that 10 jutlas dead, dispatched straight to Jahannam, roasted, toasted, Alhamdulillah, 8 of them injured, and they also are in transit going to Jahannam and the hellfire. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi dhalimin al-muhtallin al-mustawtinin al-mal'uneen aynama kanu wa haythuma kanu. Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy all of those haramis. Look at Trump, the walk, he is also another criminal, and he is on so many felony charges and so forth, and he is now threatening this one and that one. First day I will enter the White House, we will withdraw from who? The World Health Organization. We call it the World Health Organization, not the Health Organization. So whether it's a good move, bad move, remember, it doesn't bother us. We know they lied to the world regarding COVID, the haramis. That was no pandemic, it was a plandemic and a scamdemic. So listen to what Trump did and what he is doing. So Trump, the harami, he then appointed a character as Attorney General. Who was that character? Matt Gaetz, M-A-T. And Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z. So this Matt Gaetz, or Gates, whatever, so he was paying the ladies for sex and for drugs. He even paid a lady who is 17 years old, and that is considered as having sex with a minor and so forth. So now that person there is dragged through the mud, humiliated throughout the whole world, and appointed by Trump as an attorney general, and then they had to withdraw him. What does that tell you of Trump's character, appointing such khabees and such immoral and impure people? Now listen to his national advisor, security advisor, what he say. Another harami, another moron, Mike Waltz, W-A-L-T-Z. He says, Hamas, there will be hell for you, and we are going, the next step is Saudi normalization. We say the Saudi current regime and the American regime of Biden and Trump, all khabees, you're all impure and immoral. Al-khabeethatu lil-khabeethin. So remember, it won't make no difference to us. We say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Both of you, America and Israel, are both guilty of state terrorism, and both of you are guilty of war crimes, and both of you are guilty of occupying people's land, and you just look at your history. So we say Mike Waltz, we say Matt Gaetz, we say Trump, Biden, go to hell for what we care. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, he says they're making some progress regarding hostages. That is just for the local consumption. He's not interested in them and so forth. He wants power. Allah is punishing the Jutlas and the Jews wherever they are. So these people, the Haredi Jews, they're a little bit strict, you know, on the Torah. So they have a girls' school. So there in Jerusalem, they stole all this from the Palestinians. So there is a girls' school, and fire broke out, 48 injured, and 3 of them seriously. Allahumma harriq buyutahum, Allahumma dambir diyarahum, Allahumma khalif bayna qulubihim wa sufufihim. Haaretz newspaper writes in the editorial, investigate Sara Netanyahu. The husband is war criminal. Let's see how many criminal activities she was involved in and is involved in. Nice one, Haaretz. Listen to MBS and the Saudis and you Salafi scholars for dollars. You have sold your soul to the devil, you haramis. When I call you haramis, the money you are receiving from the Saudi embassies, don't you even feel ashamed? A Saudi rabbi there in Riyadh and an Israeli soldier will be going to Syria to discuss with Jewlani, Jewlani. Can you understand it? The Pope woke up from his slumber because there will be no Christmas, there will be no Xmas there in Bethlehem and Israel and Palestine al-Muhtalla, occupied Palestine. So he rebukes the IDF and Israel and says certain crimes committed there are war crimes and so forth. Israelis, the Jutlas, are the biggest crooks, remember that. Now they are stealing more and more water of the Palestinians, steal their land, steal their mosques, steal their orchards, steal their olive trees and so forth, and now steal their water. So therefore we say Israel and an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime and guilty of war crimes. Elon Musk has too much power, the public in America are saying, and he is financing Trump, and Trump is just a puppet in front. So Trump says, no, it's not like that. Trump is an idiot as it is. A small plane crashes in one part of Brazil, 10 people dead. UK is denying treatment to the injured children from Gaza. But they the ones who want to speak about human rights, want to speak about justice, want to speak about democracy. Whether it's America, whether it's Britain, whether it's France, whether it's Russia, whether it is China, all haramis, remember that. They're all only interested in power, but we support Russia in one stance. That is when they attack Ukraine, attack the Americans and American interest. So on that we are with them. We say with Russia from love, remember that. As far as UK go, they are the cause for all this problem. They took somebody else's land and handed it over to somebody else. Took the land of the Palestinians and gave it to the Zionists, who are not even Jews, if you know Hazel and his belief. He said we're not interested in Judaism and religion, and he told the Jews, you must rather choose, remember Christianity. So that much if you know about how Judaism worked. So nevertheless, you know, they're telling us, the media, the Zionist media, the American mass media, that it was friendly fire that shot down that one plane of the Americans. Big, big lies. It was the Yemenis, the Houthis who shot it down. But America cannot admit that. People with lungis, people with sarong, they are such great mujahideen that they are shooting the Americans, gone to hell, remember that. And the Red Sea, we're controlling it. I give you two articles from the Israeli press. One is the both articles are mentioned in the Ma'arif. If you study the Arabic language and you study, remember, Hebrew, you will find so many words are the same. Salam, shalom. The scene, they made it into a sheen. So Ma'arif, so M-A-A-R-I-V. In Arabic, Ma'arif, with a fa in the end. So it is to know, encyclopedia, and so forth and so on. So listen to the two star stories mentioned in the Israeli media, namely Ma'arif. Sharif with a V in the end. They say we are very, very worried about the Yemenis. They are shooting their drones. We don't know how to handle it. And we don't have any interceptor and so forth and so forth. So Allah's help is with them. The Master alayhi salam made dua for them. Allahumma barik lana fi Shamina. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. Ya Allah, give Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon, barakah, blessing. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. Give the people of Yemen baraka. Al-Imanu Yamaniyun wal-Hikmatu Yamaniya. You will find through Iman in Yemen, you will find wisdom there in Yemen. And for the Saudis, the Najdis, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, understand that. Second one, they said the Ma'arif, Iran is a very big country. They have thousands of missiles and so forth. How are we going to attack them and so forth? So I sent all that out last night. So the embassy wakes up, so they return to Afghanistan, Kabul, after 3 years absence. So well done to the Saudis for that. Heathrow Airport on Christmas Eve is closed and cancelled flights. The wind is too strong and now they cannot. That is Allah. Wa makaru wa makarallah. They plot and plan and Allah's master plan. So may Almighty Allah destroy them, those who are supporting Israel. Israel made the pages 10 years ago and then they fooled the Hezbollah in Lebanon and then they sold it to them and then they exploded it, remember, few months ago, and that is now by their own admission. Bangladesh requests India to extradite Hasina Sheikh. She must be brought to book back there in Bangladesh. Bashar Assad and his wife, if you know anything, Bashar is a Pakka Kafir Shia. And his wife Asma supposed to be Sunni, but she was playing along. Now they are in Moscow, so she's fighting for divorce and says, I had enough of your nonsense and so forth and so on. The Russian press is denying that, but there's no smoke without fire, as you know. In Mozambique, the Constitutional Court has said no. Frelimo won. Obviously, that's a cooked up decision, and now there will be sparks flying again. Again, there, the opposition says, we're taking on the streets, we will close the borders, there will be big problems between Komati Port and between Mozambique and so forth, and that is when you come inside, then there's Gashia, Russia, whatever, and then Matola and Maputo, so big problems everywhere, looks like, and so forth. Let's come to South African news, views, interviews. Minister of Electricity say, no more load shedding in 2025. Hey, Minister, we heard that before. Listen to this year. You must remember that your education department has been fined 5 million rand. Why you want to, or you already went and published the names of the matriculants in the newspapers? You know that was not allowed, and you did that, or you're still doing it, so they were fined 5 million rand. Now listen to this one here. There are budget cuts for education, and that is threatening teachers and the jobs of teachers in South Africa. Now, I want you to understand this. This is your ANC, then by extension the GNU, Government of National Unity. You have 77, 78, I think it's 77 now, or 78. Let's say 77 ministers, deputy ministers, and so forth. For them, they got so much money. We are the biggest bloated government in the world. 80%, 70% of them are hopeless, useless, good for nothing. Remember that. And we are the jokers paying for them. And the people who have to teach, now their jobs are threatened and so forth. So what do you think will happen to South Africa's future? As it is, your matric certificate, you youngsters writing matric, you're wasting your time actually, if you ask me. How can that be a matric examination with 30%, 33%, 35% you will pass? So no country in the world will take you seriously. Remember that. You waste your time with the ANC and GNU. So that is the corruption from top to bottom. So today, and let me make one more announcement. We are Muslims, alhamdulillah. We have nothing to do with Christmas, anything to do with Christmas, to promote it, Christmas special, Xmas special, Christmas Eve, Christmas celebration, all haram in Islam. Islam. And remember, we have discussed it, and just go and Google it. In 1647 in England, and there they banned it, the Puritan Parliament of England or Britain. For 13 years they banned it in England, and 400 years they banned Christmas there in Scotland. So what more you want? You might be a fool, you know. And Mufti Hamza Farooqi will be on today between 8:30 and 9 with Mona Khalid Yaqub. 11 to 12 you'll have the bliss of marriage, inshallah, with Brother Suleiman Esop. And 1 to 2 the tafsir and of the noble Quran, inshallah. Maulana, we have 18-19 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, I said by mistake to my husband, come ba, come eat. It was unintentional. My mom-in-law said, because I said that I should be careful, my nikah can break. Please advise.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim in Urdu, and that you say bhai. Bhai means come, brother. In Mammon we say ba, B-H-A. So the wife told the husband, ba, aj can lie, come and eat. So remember, she means my Muslim brother. She doesn't mean that my biological brother, but what your mother-in-law said, half is right, half is wrong. Your nikah will not break. Your nikah is still valid, but it's better you abstain from this type of words. You will see sometime, I heard myself, some husbands, they call their wives mummy or bane and sister and so forth. So don't call them by that. You, the husband, call your wife darling, poppy, sweetheart. You, the wives, call your husband honey, give some money, call him John, you see that. And when he's angry, then say, that's why I call you John, because you behave like a janwar. So you behave like an animal also. So anyway, so these are things, the nikah is still valid.
Mufti Saab, which istighfar is best to remove sins from our books of deeds?
Remember, daily we should be reading istighfar, and the best time to read istighfar is Sehri time, 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock nowadays. Quran mentions it two places. Wabil asharihum yastaghfirun. The pious people are those who make istighfar in the early part of the morning before Fajr time starts and so forth. Wal mustaghfirina bil ashar. So you have in English what you call good, better, best. So good, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Oh, beloved Allah, I ask of you forgiveness. So remember, so that is the part, that is the good. And better one, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, Rabbi, min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilay. Ya Allah, I ask of you forgiveness. And I make tawbah as well, I repent. Istighfar is for the past, and tawbah is for the future. Don't let me go back to the drugs and the bottle. Don't let me go back to the fornication and adultery. Don't let me go back to the casinos. Don't let me go back, remember, to the riba and interest and all that. Wabil ashari hum yastaghfirun. Chapter number 51, verse number 18. Chapter 51, verse 18, 1-8. And the best of the best is reported by Shaddad bin Aus radiallahu anhu. He's buried there next to Masjid al-Aqsa, with Ubadah bin Samit, one next to one another. And he reported Sayyidul Istighfar, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. This is the best of the best, good, better, best. Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduka, wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at. So learn all that, and inshallah you have the option of good, better, best. Astaghfirullah, good. Astaghfirullah, rabbi, min kulli dhammin wa tubu ilayhi. And the long one, Sayyidul Istighfar, that is the best of the best.
Khisab, inshallah, we leave for Umrah on Tuesday. I have been informed that several places, including hotels, meat products are now being questionable. Is the halal factor? Is this correct?
When I used to take groups and all that for 20 years or more, remember, from South Africa or Hajj groups and so, then at that time already I used to tell them that al-humul mustawrada, all this imported meat coming to Saudi, Jeddah, Taif, Makkah, Medina, is all haram and not permissible, from Brazil and from here and there and so forth. So my advice to you, the mu'tamirin and zairin, those going for Umrah, those going for ziyarah to Medina, Medina Munawwara or even Aqsa for that matter, you must remember that you must just eat fish, eat the fruit, vegetable, and if you want to eat meat and chicken, you must make sure that it is a local product and nothing to do with imported ones. These people just make halal halal, and now they in Saudi with MBS at the helm. So Murtad bin Shaitan, he is trying to remove the Iman and Islam and replace it with Kufr and Shirk, so that he will be Khadim Israel and Khadim America, and will not be Khadim al-Haramain, rather be Khain al-Haramain Sharifain, the traitor of Makkah Mukarramah Madina Munawwara, and the loyal slave of America and Israel. So therefore you must abstain. What good is there that you are in Makkah Madina eating haram? So how your du'as will be accepted and so forth. And remember, boycott all those McDonald's and KFC and Starbucks and all haram. Stay away from those American things and so forth.
Mufti Sahab, kindly advise if it's permissible to read namaz on a personalized musalla with your name on it.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 22, verse 32, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows respect, reverence to the landmarks and symbols of Almighty Allah, so that's a sign that that person has taqwa through piety in his heart. Imagine you, your name is Muhammad and now it is written there in Arabic on your musalla. Your name is Fatima and remember it's written there. So Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nami ismi grami, honorable name you place on the ground. And Sayyida Fatima, the ladli, the piari, the sahibzadi, the beloved daughter of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima to Sayyida to Nisa'i Ahlul Jannah. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, she's the leader of the women in Jannah. You take their honorable names, Ahmad, Fatima, Zainab, Aisha, all that are the honorable wives of family of Nabi alayhi salam, daughters and so forth, and you place on the ground. So where's the respect and so forth? And it distracts you in salat. Our fatwa is not permissible. You must abstain from that.
Mufti Sahab, a man or a woman forgot to trim their hair after Umrah, but they are still in Makkah. What's the Shariat's ruling?
When you perform Umrah and now the husband alone or the wife only or both of them did not shave the hair, the husband must shave the hair and the wife trim the hair. For the women to shave the hair is haram. Authentic hadith mentioned in Sunan Nasai, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an tahliq al-mar'atu ra'asaha, is haram for a lady to shave her hair. So the male supposed to shave his hair, the women supposed to then cut the hair, and she could do so herself after the tawaf, after the salat and sa'i. Nothing else is left. Go to your hotel room and then you just take 1 inch of the hair, turn it around your little finger, and then you cut it. You're out of ihram. So now they forgot, and then they use the soap, they use the shampoo, maybe they did some gymnastics also, they were very tired and said, darling, let's celebrate. So now they had 6 course, 8 course, 9 course, the last course intercourse. So both parties must slaughter a goat or a sheep there in Makkah. Today go to Kuday, Kudai, and you go there, choose 1 goat, 1 sheep, whatever you want to, or 2 goats or 2 sheep, and you pay them and make sure it is slaughtered in front of you. Today there are too many dishonest people even in Makkah Mukarrama Madina Munawwara. So therefore that is compulsory upon both of you. If remember you did all these hijinks and whatever else whilst you were still in ihram and your hair was not cut. If you must remember, oh, it's only one party, then it's only 1 goat or 1 sheep. Go to Kuday. Don't just give money to people. 90%, 80% of the people today are dishonest.
And Mufti Sahab, if they left Makkah, what is the ruling?
Yes, then they must appoint somebody who is going to Mecca, remember, and give him $300-$400, and then that person will slaughter the goat or the sheep for them in Kudai. So if they are back in South Africa or Hong Kong or Haman's Kraal, so people are going in their thousands, somebody really trustworthy, so tell them themselves that they make tawkil, they appoint that person as their representative, and that person should go to Kudai and slaughter the goat or sheep on their behalf.
Mufti Saab, I would like to know if the wife leaves the matrimonial home and gets her own place to stay away from the husband and children, is the nikah still valid?
Remember, yeah, there are three issues. We answer the questions as the questions are posed. So, yeah, the husband and wife, it seems, there were rows and ructions between them. So the wife had enough. She told the husband, you keep the children. Me, I'm buzzing off. I had enough of you and your nonsense. So she went away on her own accord. So is the nikah still valid? Yes, it's valid. You die, O husband, she will inherit. You pass away, she will have to sit in iddat for 130 days and so forth from time of death. That's two questions. So she will inherit and she will have to sit in iddat, the waiting period. Third one, is the nikah valid? Yes, the nikah is valid. There's no problem. And fourth one, you don't have to pay any nafaqah for her. So you don't have to pay any maintenance for her because she went away on her own accord and so forth. But one more thing I must add. I'm sure 99% of that you also drove her to that. You were hitting her or mentally abusing her, or you were treating her very, very badly, and then she said enough is enough, and therefore she buzzed off and went away. So you should look at yourself, brother. Don't try and pose the question in a sanctimonious manner where you are the good guy and she becomes the bad woman and so forth. Nikah valid and everything else will follow.
Mufti Saab, is joining the Salah in the courtyard of Makkah Haram permissible?
Whether you are in the Makkah Haram or Medina Haram or wherever, people just make Allahu Akbar and they're following the Imam. From the hotel, you know, nowadays the smart five-star hotels, they have a muswalla and so forth. People just go there. They don't want to go in the rush and so forth. And there they just tell and just read Salat. So remember, this is the usul. This is the principle. Once you are outside of the Haram, then there must be ittisali sufuf. The rows must be carrying on. Then only you can join them. If you are far away, remember, and the joyj, the sufuf, the rows are not carrying on, then your fatwa is this. Fatwa means the verdict is this. Your salat is null and void. I give you two or three examples. A mother, lady, she's sitting in her hotel room, but she can hear everything what the imam is reciting. So she is just following the imam from her hotel room. So that salat is null and void. Another one, our people go to the muswalla in ABC hotel, XYZ hotel, the third floor, fifth floor, fourth floor, whatever. And from there, they are following the imam. But if you look outside, the sufuf and the rows are not coming right till the hotel and so forth, right till that place, then that salat is null and void. So you must ask yourself, why did you go to Makkah? Why did you go to Medina? Just for holiday? Just for party? Just for jol? Just for shopping? Therefore, you look for all these type of loopholes and so forth and so on. It's better for you rather to stay at your home than you go there, and even right there in Makkah, your salat is not valid. So people should know, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ جَيْسِ نِيَّتْ وَيْسِ بَرَكَةِ. Your intention was wrong from the start, therefore all these problems you're creating for yourself.
Mufti Saab, I have family from Pretoria that are going for Umrah. When they reach Zuhur at OR Tambu Airport, are they Musafirs?
100% the Musafir, whether you are going from Johannesburg, you're going from Pretoria, you're going from Benoni, so that Actonville and those area, and now you reach the airport, you already Musafir, remember that, or Heidelberg, or Johannesburg, so you already Musafir, you from Durban Central, you from the South Coast, you are going now there, King Shaka Airport, and so forth, when you reach there, you already Musafir, remember that, it's Zohar time, 2 rakats, Asr time, 2 rakats, Isha time, 2 rakats, and 3 witr. So you're already a Musafir by the time you reach your respective airport.
Mufti Sahib, I want to ask you if we can go for Tawaf without a Mahram. Sometimes the men are sleeping and the ladies want to go and make Tawaf.
Not only the men are sleeping, the men want to watch the movie, they want to watch the cricket, they want to watch the soccer, right inside the Haram Sharif. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. When you just make irada, intention of deviation and transgression, just intention, chapter 22, verse 25, نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. We will unleash a painful punishment for them. So the question is this: husband, wife went, father, daughter went, and now the men are sleeping, what have you. Can the lady, that wife, that daughter, sister go alone? So fatwa verdict will be permissible, but taqwa precaution will be, you go with your husband, you go with your mahram. But when you go alone, so Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the golden era of Islam informed Umme Salama radiallahu anha and others, you must not perform the tawaf right next to the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. Go from right there, the outer ring. So go right far away and then perform your tawaf, so the men are not touching you and pushing you, and you are not pushing any men and touching them, and that will be done the intentionally, unintentionally, inadvertently. So fatwa verdict permissible, taqwa precaution, go with your husband, go with your mahram, your brother, your father, your son, and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to ask a prospective groom to recite Quran when he comes for a proposal?
And then
he's a hafiz.
So you must remember, so one shooter came, you understood, for a person's daughter. He asked him, what's your name? He said, Ibrahim. He said, read Surah Ibrahim. So that mortar's wuzu broke, he couldn't read, get out from here. Next mortar came, he asked him, what's your name? He said, Yusuf. He read that, read Surah Yusuf. So he said, I don't know, he said, get out from here. Third guy came, he asked him, what's your name? He said, Nuh. He said, read Surah. No, he didn't know. He said, get out. So the fourth shooter was a sharpshooter. He asked him, what's your name? He said, Qul wallahu ahad. You see that? So you get all sharpshooters, you must remember that. Yes, you can ask him if he knows Surah Fatiha, if he knows, there's no problem with that. How devoted, dedicated they are to Islam and so forth. But I don't think that guy will be very keen to do all these kind of things. You must remember that. But if you want to, permissible is permissible. Remember, there's no problem with that. Last question.
Mufti Sahib, the khutbah for nikah, is it sunnah or farz? One, and can a person make his own nikah?
3 questions, yeah. The khutbah we recite, you must remember, before we really perform the nikah, the Hanafis say it is sunnah. So if one day in Newcastle, when I was there, one imam, he missed out the khutbah, and what a chaos. Some people wanted to hit that imam, he's no more there, he left now. So you must remember that, so that we all human beings, we can make mistake, Allah protect us. So Hanafis say it is sunnah, and remember, the nikah will be valid even if the khutbah is not recited, but undesirable. And Shafis and them say it's compulsory, you must read the khutbah, otherwise the nikah itself will not be valid. So therefore we should ensure we read it. So that's one issue there. Second issue is this, that the khutbah should be read in Arabic, remember that, and not in some English and so forth and all that. Today people want to be fancy and that. Third one is, can you perform your own nikah? Yes, you can perform your own nikah. You're a Maulana, you're a Imam, you're a Sheikh. So you tell that lady there, I am marrying you, and your father is here. He gave permission, whether he's present or not, but here is the witnesses. They saw and they heard that your father gave permission. So he is the one husband, and then the wife, and they perform, he's performing the nikah, and there are two male Muslim witnesses, and you sure the girl's father, the bride's father gave permission, so then the nikah is valid. There's no problem with that. So inshallah, we will continue with the program at 11 o'clock, and that will be bliss of marriage. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.